So is this Billy?
No. Billy's not a real character.
But it's called Billy the Wizard.
Yeah.
And it stars Barry Hatter.
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 Yeah. Barry Hatter.
Barry Hatter.
Who the fuck is Billy?
I don't know.
Barry Hatter. Is it the...
That is as close to Harry Potter as they could get.
Yeah, okay. Just the...
Yeah, sure.
Do you know there's buttons on his broom?
Yeah, because it's a rocket broom.
What the fuck?
He's not even a good wizard.
Fucking says, right? Why is it not magic? Was it a fucking rocket?
Welcome back to the Bad Gamecast. This is Jake.
I'm
Jason.
And this time, we experienced Billy the Wizard Rocket Broomstick Racing.
Oh, fuckity fuckity do. if you listen to our... we talked about this during Action Girls Racing. We were going through the rest of the games they made, and we saw this. And just based on the title alone, we're like, we gotta play that.
Yep, snap pick. Yep.
Now we did.
Okay. All right. So, developed by Data Design Interactive, same folks. What did Action Girls? It released on Windows, the PS2, and the Wii. Published by Data Design Interactive, Conspiracy Entertainment, and Metro 3D. Oh, released January 2006. If you were curious, yeah, it doesn't disappoint if you were expecting Action Girls Racing, but with the added Z-axis.
Now I'm curious, because I didn't realize it came out on PS2.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that version's functional?
No, I don't think it's better.
Like, I don't imagine it's any good. But the motion controls, man.
Oh, God. Do you want to start there?
Yeah, so all right. I have railed against the Wii's motion controls. They're bad. They were a novelty of the time, but they were never actually good.
No. And they got better with the pack, but it still wasn't good.
Yeah, and this game takes an avant-garde idea to controls.
That is a very nice way of putting the fuck stupid idea that they went with.
So, when you're flying, you've got your Wiimote and your nunchuck. You have to have a nunchuck. Now, if you're unfamiliar with how these controls work, this means nothing to you. So, the go button is the,
Z.
Is it Z? It's the back of the nunchuck.
Yep.
Right? So you hold that to accelerate. And then C is your brake?
Yes.
Great. So your go is on the back of the nunchuck. That's where your main controls are. To steer your flying rocket broomstick up, down, left, right. Again, you're in three dimensions. You tilt the nunchuck.
Now, you might ask yourself, why wouldn't you use the joystick on the nunchuck? Because that's what we ask too.
It's right there. It's used for nothing.
Or if you're going to use a motion control, why not use the Wiimote? Why the nunchuck?
You know, the main thing that you have to have for the Wii. No. No, you still get to use motion controls there. For you see, when you want to cast a spell, which is the same as using an item, right? Uh-huh, yeah. Like your shells or something. In this game, there's just one, I think. Do you have different spells?
Sure seem like you just have the one, depending on the mode.
That's what I thought. To cast a spell, you in fact raise the Wiimote to a vertical position, and your character will do the same, and then you lower it like you're hucking it through your TV.
Yeah.
And your character will sometimes cast a spell.
It works. Sometimes.
And then if you pick up a broomstick ability, you press A, and you just lose whatever you were doing.
Yeah, you go plaid for about 30 seconds, and then you end up somewhere else. They've gone ludicrous speed.
Basically, it is uncontrollable.
Okay, all right. So I'll give you some tidbits on the back of the box.
This is important because, reading the back of the box explains nothing.
Yeah, okay. we'll just do the whole thing. Billy the Wizard, grab your wizard hat, hop on a broomstick, and join Barry Hatter and friends in an adventure beyond belief. Who the fuck is Barry? Which one's... Billy! Whatever.
So presumably, Barry Hatter chose because is the like closest you can get to legally distinct Harry Potter.
I've never even looked at this book before. My God.
But then I don't think any of the other characters have names. Nowhere in the game did I see the name of the other characters.
They don't have them listed in the book either, which is why I was looking through it.
Yeah. So like, join Barry Hatter and his friends. Who the fuck is Billy the Wizard?
Oh, there we go. Apparently, I was mostly playing as this doofus who's flying around on a mop, which I didn't even realize because of the, you know, potato pixel of a Wii. Anyway, where was I? Ah, right. Race against other wizards in an enchanting broomstick Grand Prix. Use magical spells to attack evil dragons that have taken over the skies above the wizard castle. Recover flying runaway spell books that have escaped the Library of Magic. Play alone to unlock extra games and then hook up with a few friends in this insane multiplayer levels. The magic adventure of a lifetime has arrived, so grab your broomstick and take to the skies. Okay, sure, right. And then, test your speed and ability with a choice of 8 unique characters to choose from. Is that true? I believe there's 8 characters.
That feels right.
They're not different.
No. Again, if they are, there's no indication that they're different.
Yeah, right. They look different. What we mean is there's no ability score. There's no stats. Like, right, they all play like, the exact same.
It's not like an actual, you know, Mario Kart or something where it's like, this person's a heavy, so they have a higher top speed and lower acceleration and handling.
Yeah.
They're like, no, this guy is Snape.
This guy's Snape. With up to 4 players simultaneously chasing in the insanely addictive orb domination. That is the where you just fly through the rings, by the way. Wizard Grand Prix and Hoop Chase. I mean, that's what the book says.
Orb domination, you fly through orbs and they change color to be the same color as your character. It's like a capture the zone type
this
thing.
It's like a party game? Because like, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So apparently, neither of us played the multiplayer modes on account of neither of us, you know, playing together or having multiple Wiimotes and nunchucks.
Yeah, right. Last thing. Okay. The last lie on the back of the box. Enjoy over 30 levels in 6 unique game modes for hour of magical action. It says hours, but no.
It says enjoy, but no.
But no. Okay, you pick your character. You pick your profile because it has profiles.
It's got 3 profiles.
Some goddamn
reason. I don't
even
know if there's anything to unlock. Not from what I could tell.
Not from what I could see either. Because like what you have is 4 game modes. You have tutorial.
Yep.
You have the Grand Prix, the races.
Mm-hmm.
You have collect the books from the library that have escaped.
Spellbook chaos.
And then you have dragon boss fight.
Yep.
And I sure feel like we're missing 2 game modes, according to what they have to say.
They're supposedly in multiplayer mode, but again, untested. And I can't imagine that would go any better.
I can't imagine we could actually play this multiplayer.
Yeah.
I guess that's not fair. Like, it's not, it doesn't tout itself as being online, does it?
No.
It's just couch.
Okay. It's just a couch co-op.
No, that's fine. Well, okay.
Couch versus...
Yeah. Okay. You know what? I'm not even going to get nitpicky with that one. That's fine. Sure. Okay. And then 30 levels? Fucking where? Because Dragon Fight and Grab the Books are all in the castle. And the first race and the tutorial are all in the castle. And
I assume that by 30 levels, they just mean there's, you know, multiple levels of Dragon Fight, even though they all take place in the same location.
Well, there's what, 6 altogether? So that's only 24 that you can do anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's probably 6 levels of orb chaos and fucking hoop quest or whatever.
Oh, sure. Okay. Now, we can get the dragon fight out of the way. It's a dragon. It has 11 segments. You use the magic spells to attack it. You get a fireball, which shoots 3 homing projectiles. So basically, you just have to follow a dragon and then wear your own arm out, constantly making a beating motion with the Wiimote, which is fun, good, and exciting.
Slowly follow the dragon and then just practice your tomahawk chop.
Yeah.
It's real not good.
And remember, it's not one-to-one like you think it should be, so you only ever get to throw fireballs, I don't know, maybe a third of the time as you're just wailing away on this thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you personally. I'm not in high school anymore, so I don't have that wrist action. I just started to hurt.
I mean, that one is more hurting like my shoulder.
Sure.
As I'm just rotating my arm like this.
I was just like sitting here doing this.
Ah, that's probably the better way to go about it. But my wrist would hurt from my other hand holding the fucking nunchuck as I'm trying to turn.
Oh, God. Yeah, yeah, and you're going slow, so you don't have, because, like, the game was designed by someone who doesn't have arms, so as you're trying to turn, it just hurts always. You're like, you gotta turn left. And remember, if you're holding the Wiimote in your right hand, you've got the nunchuck in your left, so you can turn right fairly easily. How well do you constantly move your wrist back? It doesn't seem like it should be that bad, but boy, it catches up to you real quick. You're like, what? And that's assuming you're not trying to go up and down and turn, and good fucking luck to you.
Yeah, you know, just in case you need, you're like, oh, I got to go up and left. And you're like, just hold your hand out in front of you. Take your left hand and then just move it up and to the left.
Feels good. Feels right. All right. But while you're doing that, you have, was it 300 seconds thereabouts?
Yeah, something like that.
To complete your task. There's little fireball orbs because you have to re-up your ammo, which doesn't go down that quickly. That's not a problem. Even the timer. There's stopwatches to give you more time,
yeah,
all around the level.
Drops for both more ammo and more time. Yep. So
it's just tedious.
Yeah.
And then we get to the library book chase, which is also equally tedious, but in a different way, because you just have to try and get close enough that the hitbox connects to this book, which is a suggestion at best, because I definitely drove, I just flew straight through some books that didn't give it to me. Or, oh my God, right? So you're floating around this castle, you're looking for these fucking books, and they're just flapping around, they have a set path they go on, so you don't think it's that bad. Sometimes they get kind of tricksy on you, and like they duck under shit, so you might not see them as you're going by. But then sometimes they do this fun thing where in the middle of their path, they just stop, take a hard left, stop, take a hard right, to just juke you out of nowhere. Are you fucking kidding me with this?
Yeah, they straight up put on the 1-2 move, break your ankles, just like, ugh. Yeah.
God damn. And that's also timed. There's pickups there, yeah. But that leaves us with the racing. Jason, tell us about the racing without screaming about action girls.
Truly, this is the impossible mode.
This is crazy.
As we said in action girls racing, it took me quite a while, but I beat several levels.
Yeah.
In this mode, I finished a lap not in last once.
Damn.
And then I proceeded to immediately basically fly off into the distance and was never in not last again.
That feels right. Did you accidentally a turbo and then you were in a whole other dimension?
Yeah, it's, you are just racing against, I don't even know how many other people. All of them?
Five.
Sure.
Yeah, because there's only six altogether.
And they all fly like you'd think this game would handle.
Yeah.
Like you would want. And so they fly through a hoop and then they turn and go to the next one. Because you have to fly through the hoops, right? For the race.
Yeah. That's how you know the path in a 3D environment. Yeah. You fly through the rings.
Not an actual course. So yeah, rings. Great. But like you handle, like, I don't have a thing. Like,
I got you. What if you strap rockets to a dog sled? Turn that, good luck.
Yeah. You're the Hummer of the sky.
Yeah.
Like, your turn radius is for shit.
It is ridiculous.
It's so bad. And, like, you're struggling just to, like, stay on course. And they're all just, like, flying straight through. Because, you know, it's all programmed AI. They're not actually flying.
Yeah. They don't have to struggle like you do. The acceleration and braking takes a little too long. It's workable, you know, but it's a race. I want to accelerate and be able to decelerate faster than it gives you. Not that big a deal if you run into something. It does take away a lot of your speed. You don't stop, but you do. So if you don't make a corner and you hit the wall, then like it does effectively nuke your speed and you can try and make it. Except here's the thing, and you might have picked up on this when we were ranting about a nunchuck earlier and how stupendous the gyroscope is. It is incredibly touchy when it decides that you just move a little too far and then suddenly your broomstick is pointed 90 degrees from where you were. You don't really like turn as fast as you feel like you should given the angle that you're at, it's still incredibly slow. But what it also does is it is both too precise and not precise enough at the same time, because, you know, it's a shitty nunchuck gyroscope. They're not built for this. You go to turn, right? And sometimes you move it, I want to say like 2%, and it goes from 2% to 90, and there is no in between. Now you are turning. Like, what the fuck? I never beat a race. I finished it after being lapped three times, I think. Like, I was able to complete a race, so I made it in sixth place. But I was never going to be close. I'm out in the back eating glue on my broomstick.
I don't know what we do here.
Like, they're just zooming right by me.
Oh, yeah. It is the worst feeling ever doing that race, because they're just lapping you over and over and over again. You're just struggling because if you miss a hoop, you have to fly back through it.
Yeah.
But again, your turn radius is so large that you have to, if you miss a hoop, you have to just actually keep flying for a little bit.
Yeah.
Before you can actually turn around.
Your turn radius is the size of the castle you're supposed to be flying through.
So you gotta do this big loop, and by the time you get back to the one hoop that you missed, they're just done with the race.
Yeah.
So, like, if you miss one, if you're trying to win, you just have to restart.
Uh-huh.
You cannot miss a single hoop, and just, it's so bad.
Like, it was funny. And as we were talking, you know, before we started recording, and like, you know, I didn't find this game nearly as just offensive as I did Action Girls Racing. And it's like, well, you know, it was made by the same people, so we know what we're in for. Like, it doesn't make it good, but it almost made it palatable. It's like, how bad can this be? Ah, it's still worse than I thought. Wow.
Oh, yeah. It's truly, I was expecting, all right, this is going to be like Action Girls, but three-dimensional. It's going to be shitty. Then as soon as I had to figure out this awful control scheme, I was like, they did it. They made Action Girls worse. It's amazing.
They did it. It's crazy sons of bitches. They actually did it.
Like, I thought they had found the floor, but no. Surprise, no. Basement. Like, what is...
Yep, that castle has a dungeon that has a dungeon that also has a dungeon.
Did you enjoy the music?
No.
It's very repetitive and bad.
It is. I almost want to include a clip, because it's what, like a 10-second loop?
Yeah, there is no effort put in here.
And it is grating. Like, I can confidently say it isn't the worst music we have ever had in a menu and in a level, but I also couldn't tell you a worse one. Like, it is bad.
It is bad. The graphics look bad.
Like, okay, like 2006 on the Wii. Like, it looks like 2006 on the Wii, which is bad.
Correct. It's very... I don't even know, like, because it's not... They didn't pick a style. They just made some stuff. It's not, like, cartoony. It's just potato looking.
It is very, like, 90s, early 2000s 3D cartoon show.
Kinda, yeah.
Like, I'm assuming this is Barry and not Billy, because he's a liar, is on the cover. And, like, I don't know, this looks like I've seen him watching bootleg cartoons on the internet.
Yeah.
I don't... There is not a lot to this game.
Oh, there's nothing to this game. I honestly am confused that this is a game.
Right?
Yeah, you could look at the book. It's still only like 6 pages telling you that you're going to need the nunchuck. Like,
hey, it's 9, and one of them is just notes for some reason. Like, I have so many questions. Like, who's Billy? Why are there profiles? Do I actually unlock anything? Or, like, do you just give me a percentage meter for no real reason? Seriously, who is Billy? Like, and I'm never going to get any, like... What was this? What, do you think it was full price, brand new? It probably was. And, like, why?
I have no, like, this game baffles me. Like, it was made, apparently.
Yeah.
And then they managed to sell it, I guess.
Real talk, though, did they?
No, but, like, what the fuck?
Like, there's 10 copies of this piece of shit. Nobody wants it so hard it's not worth any money, and we just happen to stumble across one.
Kinda, yeah. Because there's, like, you know, bad games and rare games and, like, stuff that we have had on our radar that is actually hard to get hold of.
Yeah.
This wasn't.
No.
So they presumably printed enough copies for no one to buy because it's ass.
Oh, man. It is. Yeah.
It is not often that we have a game that is this completely, totally, and succinctly bad.
Just the whole package.
Just everything. Start to finish. Like, from the concept. Not even, like...
Yeah.
From start to finish. This is just bad.
Yeah. It feels so hard. We have Harry Potter racing at home.
Oh, that, yeah. Like- Oh, my God. I 100%... Like, when... These boots up and it's like, is one splash screen is like licensed by Nintendo. And I'm like, man, how hard did the people who made this try to make sure that they couldn't get sued into the abyss?
Yeah.
Because they try real hard to be Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Or Barry Hatter or whatever.
Barry Hatter, yeah. Because, man, they wanted you to fly around Hogwarts.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they, like, do you think they initially started the work on the game hoping to get the actual license?
Maybe.
And then it didn't come to fruition, so they just kind of shoveled it out, just like, well, this is what we finished.
Right, like, that's such a hard call, because, like, the time frame would totally make sense, so they're just trying to, like, I will just do some wizard shit because the stupid kids will buy it.
It's 2006.
Yeah.
Like.
But, like, were they trying to use this for something like, fucking maybe, because, like, shoot your shot, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But also, shovelware, so, like, I don't know. Lily was like, as soon as she saw it, like, oh, this is just Harry Potter at home. I'm like, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Read the back. It gets better.
It gets more at home, less Harry Potter.
More at home. Well, recommendations, no. This is an amusing oddity that I could see that you would want to buy. So you could see that it exists as a physical copy and it looks funny on a shelf, but I don't know why you would actually want it.
Basically that, like, if you're some weirdo collector and that's it, because this game sucks.
Sucks. Ugh, fuck, well, what do we do now?
Well, now we answer letters from listeners like you.
Oh, shit.
It's a good thing we've got so much time to kill. This is going to take forever.
Is it Harry Potter themed questions?
Jake and Jason.
God damn it.
And Elsa, whenever she wants to appear like the mad magician she is. Honestly, who knows? She's busy. We might get her on an episode before Christmas, but I don't know.
Yeah, that would be nice, but, like, she's a grown-ass one with shit going on, I guess.
I'm honestly surprised. I didn't think that the journal entry, let alone a suggestion, would be used that quickly. That's why I put email 2 in the subject line. I was expecting almost a year or so before a response. Let us load an episode. Ha ha! Joke's on you. Sometimes we have a lot of emails, and sometimes we have none.
Yep.
And when we have none, it goes ver fast. So, like, this one, I don't know, is, like, a couple months later.
Yeah.
So, like, this is more normal speed, but I don't know. We're kind of getting light again, so send in those emails.
Spam us with those questions you don't need answered immediately, and we'll get to them when we get to them.
Yeah, spam us with spam. Mm. Thankfully, I was parked in front of... Thankfully, I was parked in front of my mom's house trying not to pee my pants in laughter at the rough southern rendition instead of the highway where I was listening to the actual episode. All laughter aside, Jake gave me permission to continue.
Oh, I don't know what he's looking at, but the look on his face is...
So anyway, there's some in brackets notes that are whatever about... He actually put paragraphs this time, so it's easier to read.
Aww. I mean, good on you for doing the work for Jason, but...
I didn't say it was easy to read. I said easier.
Fair enough.
All right. When did I... What was the accent like?
It was, like, gravelly southern, but it finished someplace way different than where you started, so...
Well, it started, like, crazy, just, like, gravelly somewhere if I was fighting a war. But then this is way too much gravel.
Yeah.
So I had to drop it down into a more southerly gravel.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Journal entry 7. Hey, notebook, it's your old pal, Barnabas Barrington Bigglesworth. I know that it's been a while since I wrote my day-to-dailies on this pad of punched parchment, ever since my therapist, Lord Bert...
You need some help there, buddy.
Bertadius? Bolonius? Alexandrod Britannia the 7th? Jesus Christ. The 17th First Erlandra of the county. This is just not sure. Sherp. Got me to write them out. Probably for more his amusement rather than my therapy. You see, entries 2 through 6 were written on pieces of burnt toast in my own blood while I was in prison. Probably wondering why I was in prison. 5 days was the count behind the brick wall and under the steel gutter walkways since 2 out of 5. The rule book stated that I had to behave like a vampire bat. My ankles hurt from the constant attachment to the police-issued grapple gun. My penance started when the velveteen police knocked on my door, politely waving their behinds in my window to make sure that I knew it was them, traveling all the way to see me in my house on the beach of the ocean as I live in the Sahara Desert. For some reason, after a quick consult of the World Rulebook on my cellular device, all officers must announce themselves that way due to their badge numbers being shown on their butt, written in ink that can only be read when you wave gently. Closing the application of my cellular device, the door was opened by the Lady of the Lake that lives in my house on the beach of the ocean as I live in the Sahara Desert. Looking them square in the face before them, doing the Macarena in double time while wearing... Well, no, I'm not going to describe this one either. The officers turned purple and dived into the rose garden, performing a synchronized swimming ritual on dry land, before informing us that, through a very complex hour-long game of charades, that I was to be arrested, because according to the rulebook, I was not allowed to wear pants. Looking down at the pair of shorts adorning my hip, I look up to see the handcuffs made entirely of string cheese being pulled from their pocket. That cheese was a stiff, but tasted pretty good. The rule book stated that if I don't try to eat the handcuffs while in the car ride pulled by a dune buggy and 3 guinea pigs, then I would be fined a fine of fine finery. That's given to an overachieving, angry axolotl in change of the House of Finance. Looking back at journal entry 2, being booked into prison with an actual book to the left shin was not that fun. Journal entry 4 is where it gets weird, and yes, I know how stupid that sounds when I have to walk down the stairs from the ground floor to get to my 4th floor apartment, ever since the elevator turned into a garden for the local squirrels. On the Monday of the evening rounds of that afternoon, January 75th, 2069, my cognizant constabulary majory Bergery McJabery spoke to me through a room speaker over the soft humming of a man screaming that I should change the TV in my concrete room that flexes and wiggles while bouncy castles are as hard as rocks to the channel that is the greatest perfect square that is a factor of 14823. I changed the TV channel to 81. Even though I never went to school to see a transcript being read of my journal entries, the reader, a swarthy, slender, tiddly-groomed ex-AT&T salesman from Oklahoma, Jasonovich Jonathan Jocklesby, reading my journal entry word for word, consulting the rulebook before they let me keep my phone in the jail due to the constant updates to the rulebook, instead of printing a new rulebook every square root of 196 seconds. The laugh and fart track in the background was supplied by Jacoby Jonathan Jokabilbelry, a man who apparently had too many eggs by the time of the recording. Every once in a while, I would hear Jacoby's chair scream as the rulebook stated that all furniture had feelings and can enunciate them while someone is sitting on them. My bed is apparently female, as she constantly tells me that I'm the one who feels fat. All in all, I'm not a grizzled old veteran, only the square root of 729, but for the most part, he sounds like me. It was interesting how Jacoby knew about the hole in the bottom of the sea. Jasonovich knew that my southern drawl started off grizzled, then turned southern as the conversation went on. And how did my cognizant constantly major, majory, agery, bajery, McJabery know about my journal? I wonder what their rules are like.
That was beautiful.
Farewell, and until next time, I give you the shortest and most bland of endings.
All right.
So that happened. I don't know what happened. I just kind of went into a fugue state.
Hey, you're getting better at reading. We should all be scared. I get the fart track? Really? I mean, all right. The laugh track I get. Yeah, that's me, but I didn't really... Does my chair make... It's probably me hitting this fucking thing.
Yeah, it's not your chair. It's you hitting the microphone.
It's because I can't fucking sit still. Ooh. I have knowledge of many holes. In and around the ocean.
Pass.
I refuse to elaborate. Will that end?
I mean, I guess that's it. I mean. So yeah, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, things you want us to talk about on This, That, Them, Their podcast, email thebadgamecast@gmail.com. If you want to see us on any other social media website, we're on other social media websites. The default ones, minus the actual default ones, because we don't really participate in social media, but like...
We should really be better about that.
There's a YouTube channel. There's a Twitch channel. We stream typically like Monday to Thursday-ish. There's a subreddit, and the one we're most active on would be the Discord. There's a link to that in the description, so you can, I don't know, bother us there more directly.
Yep, and I guess that would just leave our Patreon.
Yeah, if you want to support us, not with words, but with words made of gold. Golden words.
Sure.
The golden word is money. Support us with that golden word at patreon.com/thebadgamecast.
Feels like a great way to get a bunch of people to send us pleases. Yes, to all of our Patreon supporters, you guys are the fucking bestest. And as I have nothing to plug and no long-winded soliloquy to go on about, for the Bad Gamecast, I've been a broomstick set to explode.
I'm the one idiot who rides an actual electric vacuum.
Good night, everybody! Hey, they did that in the Sabrina show, and it was fun.
And it was much better than everything here.
Well, yeah, because Salem was an animatronic puppet.
Yeah.
They're just a regular puppet?
A single frame of that show was better than everything that was done here.
Something, something, Melissa Joan Hart? I don't know. Where's Billy?
Billy!
That was my best Adventure Time, whatever the Billy scream.
He found him!